The All Blacks can retain the Bledisloe Cup for an 18th straight year if they beat the Wallabies in Sydney tomorrow night. Their coach, Ian Foster, has made just three changes to the side that put Australia to the sword in the second test at Eden Park. The All Blacks have never secured the trophy on Australian soil before. Rugby reporter Joe Porter looks at their chances.
Moonga taking it to the line and into space for Patrick Tuipulotu. Lobs the pass away to Kane. Sam Kane scores!
The All Blacks going a long way to silencing the critics in the second Bledisloe Cup test at Eden Park, and coach Ian Foster has largely stuck with that winning formula. Number 8 Hoskins Sortutu gets his first start as a straight swap for Adi Sarvea, who has stayed in New Zealand for the birth of his second child.
Been really pleased with his involvement. Trained well, so we're excited with his work rate and how he's been learning. And, you know, whilst it's a big test, we've just got complete faith. He seems to be really calm. He loves to show his skill sets, and I just can't wait to see him do that on a big stage.
Foster has made just two other tweaks to the starting 15, with Carl Tuinukuafia coming in at prop for Joe Moody, who is battling concussion symptoms, while lock Sam Whitelock returns from his head knock. Foster says the All Blacks' sole focus is retaining the Bledisloe Cup, and he believes his selections give them continuity.
There's no hiding the fact that, you know, the Bledisloe's a great series. It's always been special for us, and we haven't won it yet, and we want to win it. And so, you know, we're erring on the side of probably consistency of selection and to try to grow our performance.
Foster says retaining the trophy on Australian soil would taste rather sweet. While most of the current players have won the Cup before, none have sealed the series while across the ditch.
It'd be quite a special achievement for this group, you know, not having any player that's done it. It's just made this challenge a little bit different. And, you know, we've got to show our colours when we're playing away from home that we can still lift our performance regardless of which country we're in.
The Wallabies will be buoyed by being in their own country and by the fact they won last year's Bledisloe Cup test in Perth. Foster believes that result will have no bearing on tomorrow's match, but he says there's a vital lesson to be learnt.
They're a very proud nation, and playing on their home soil is vital for them, just like it has been for us. So we know there's going to be a massive effort from the Wallabies. It's a do or die for them. And the key thing is we've got to make it a do or die for us too. If we don't match that hunger level, then we can start talking about Perth from last year, because clearly we got out-hungered in that game.
The former All Blacks coach Steve Hansen is confident the New Zealanders won't be out-hungered in Sydney and believes they'll take their performance to another level.
The All Blacks seemed to get better and better. The more they were together, the better they got. We saw it from week one to week two, so I'm sure we'll see it again coming up into the third one. Australia's going to be hard side to beat. They're getting a few things right, which is exciting, I think, for the All Blacks, because it makes it a genuine contest.
The Wallabies' chances of making it a contest have been dealt a blow, with first five James O'Connor and midfielder Matt Tormua ruled out of the match, and coach Dave Rennie taking a punt on uncapped backs Noah Lolesio and Eli Simone. Simone, who's back in rugby after playing for NRL club South Sydney, will be a familiar face for All Blacks midfielder Jack Goodhue, with the pair playing together at Mount Albert Grammar. Goodhue is looking forward to catching up, but couldn't resist firing a barb at his old midfield partner.
How it worked in our first 15 was I was second five and he was centre, and we were on attack. Our 10 would get the ball and he would always call a myth pass, and then come to defence, he was always like, "Jack, he's yours, you made the tackle." And that's how it worked in our first 15.
If Simone avoids making tackles tomorrow night, Goodhue and the All Blacks will likely be walking away from the stadium with the Bledisloe Cup in tow. Mō te hōtaka o te atene, ko Joe Porter aho.